little bit of CBS, and then you're going to jump right in there. Hawkeye Huddle and Chiefs Kingdom. And that'll take up there. Thursday, you have Chiefs Chargers. That's a huge game. We'll talk about that here in just a second. Sacramento State, you and I trying to get in the win column. Dolphins, Ravens, Cowboys, Bengals, joined in progress. Bears, Packers, Monday, Titan, Bills, Vikings, Eagles, all kinds of stuff coming up, coming on. You can hear it here. 1700 The Champ, 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ, AM. This segment will be brought to you by Des Moines Orthopedic. Des Moines Orthopedic is helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Wow, what a day. It's a Monday. My goodness. You can go to demos.com, check waiting times at their one location in West Des Moines, their one location in Ankeny. Urgent care, instead of going to emergency rooms, knowing it's something that, you know, you haven't severed something, you're not bleeding, you're not, there's some reasons you go to the emergency room. But if it's a sprained ankle or a sprained knee or a sprained shoulder or a sprained elbow or a sprained wrist, check out their urgent care for DMOS. Also want to mention that DMOS is a mover and shaker right now. They just purchased Engineered Performance. Engineered Performance is a elite sports rehabilitation and performance training center in Central Iowa. They have locations at 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway in Ankeny Prairie Trail District. They have the Grimes North Sports Complex in Grimes. And they have 302 Campus Drive in Huxley. It gives DMOS both a rehabilitation place to send people to have them work through stuff. And even more important, the thing that we all try to do as coaches, I've tried to do as coaches, preventative. This is how you do things correctly. If you do these things correctly and you work yourself in that mode, you are less likely to get injured. Des Moines Orthopedic, Engineered Performance, what a team. Check them out. DMOS.com and DMOS Urgent Care. It's a huge deal for sports-related injuries. Make sure that you're using the right process, and it's pretty exciting and it's a lot of fun. So really glad that came about. Okay, so we were going through some NFL games. I got to the New York Jets. It's not good. You know, you're looking at some quarterbacks that Zach Wilson was drafted ahead of that are way ahead of that scale. The New England Patriots, they found what they thought was their person, Mac Jones. And we've had this discussion on the show. And as you've seen last night with a revamped line that they even lost a couple of people last night, Tom Brady may be the best game management person of all time. He just picked apart the Dallas Cowboys. Didn't score touchdowns all the time, but never, that game was never, ever in trouble at all. Like I said, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals played a game. The Cincinnati Bengals would have had no hope in the world of winning that game, having five turnovers. And still, your long snapper getting hurt, I think he ripped his shoulder. It's crazy how that game was, and Fitzpatrick for them is phenomenal, blocking a couple of things. I mean, he's just phenomenal. The Cleveland Browns with Jacoby Brissett came back and beat Baker Mayfield with Carolina Panthers. Baker Mayfield didn't have a good first half, but he had a great second half. You can see that they're buying in. The Cleveland Browns had a better team, but I think. The Carolina Panthers probably should have won that game. The Houston Texans and the Indianapolis Colts tied. That's a great performance by Davis Mills and the Houston Texans. I don't I don't know what you – I mean, it was an away game, so I guess I get it a little bit. Jacksonville looked better. It's going to take Doug Peterson a little bit of time. Trevor Lawrence kind of threw – I mean, it was – he didn't have a ton of options. He still is running for his life. He's going to get better. He didn't have a bad game. Tennessee Titans did not play well yesterday. You're not used to things like that happening. I mean, there is no way that the New York Giants should have beat the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee with Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones actually played pretty well. He threw an interception. Brian Daboll came down, had a frank, as Scott would say, had a frank conversation. And he came back and he let him down. And he trusted him enough to go for a two-point conversion. Saquon Barkley, keep him healthy. New York Giants can win a lot of football games if they can keep him healthy. Jameis Winston brought the New Orleans Saints back against Marcus Mariota and the Atlanta Falcons. Another good game. He threw for 269. I get it. Taysom Hill scored another touchdown. I get it. At some point, Jameis is gonna go to the, I threw 39 interceptions one year guy. I don't know. It's scary. San Francisco did not look good. There's a lot of hatred out there for Trey Lance right now. They played in a monsoon. You take nothing from that game. Here's the one thing. I guess if you want to take something from that game, here's what you can take. Trey Lance maybe isn't a good rain player, and Justin Fields maybe is better than what we thought, but what we thought is still true. The Chicago Bears do not. When you just from the teams that I've just said, and I've mentioned Buffalo, LA, New Orleans, Atlanta, San Francisco, and Chicago. If you ranked those offenses, Chicago would be the last offense of all those teams. And those aren't, I mean, if you go to Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, their offenses are better. Philadelphia, Detroit, their offenses are better. New England, Miami, New England's offense isn't really good. So that could be a lot of comparisons between Chicago. Baltimore's offense is better. New York's offense is way worse. Jacksonville's is probably equal. Washington, Carson Wentz played well. I don't know how to reconcile Carson Wentz, who you see on TV, who you listen to people say nice things about, and then turn around and say bad things about. I don't know how to reconcile Carson Wentz. Cleveland, if they showed anything yesterday, Jacoby Brissett was okay. He was okay. When they have Deshaun Watson, depending on how rusty he is, once again, I say this to Scott all the time. Yes, he hasn't played for 2 years. It was must-see TV when he was playing Patrick Mahomes. Him and Patrick Mahomes are a lot of the same dude. Indianapolis, like I said, they tied with Houston. The Giants beat Tennessee. Minnesota, now that game was at home. There was nothing that could have happened in that game that behooved Minnesota better than one of the first pass plays. Aaron Rodgers throws it to one of his new wide receivers for what could have been an easy touchdown, and he dropped the ball. Aaron Rodgers was doomed from that he became the pouting only child like me Aaron Rodgers. Like, I'm going to take my ball and I'm going to go home. And I had this to say later, but I'm going to say it right now. Za'Darius Smith was a linebacker in Green Bay. Green Bay did not re-sign him, and he wanted to go to one place and one place only. He wanted to go to the Minnesota Vikings. He wanted to play Aaron Rodgers twice, and he wanted to beep him up. And yesterday, he beep him up really bad. Unbelievably bad. There was one time he knocked left guard 5 feet backwards Aaron Rodgers was already taken off, and he came in. I didn't think Aaron Rodgers was going to get up. I mean, he was ready to play yesterday, and there is no love lost between those two. And I'm going to tell you this about Minnesota. I've told you for 3 weeks leading up to that first game, the greatest thing in the world. And listen, they could end up being 9-8 like before. They could have injuries. They could have all of that. With an offensive-minded coach, an offensive-minded quarterback's coach, Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback when you scheme him the right way. That is a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL. He looked outstanding, and Justin Jefferson, as he has said, I am the best wide receiver in football, and him and Davante Adams went back and forth yesterday on seeing who really is, but they're 1 and 1A in my book. The Kansas City Chiefs, okay, Tyreek Hill had a good day with Miami. He's going to be a great, I hate to say role model, he's going to be a good football model for Jalen Waddle. I don't know if I want Tyreek Hill being my role model. But when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, they're like, well, what are they going to do? Well, what they did was they had 5 or 6 guys they're throwing to. Their running game was working. And, oh, by the way, they still have Travis Kelce, who if was not put in the tight end category and was put in the wide receiving category in the last 5 years, would be one of the top 2 or 3 wide receivers in the National Football League. He was open all day. He runs routes like a wide receiver, and he's 6'6", 6'7", whatever. Amazing. And Patrick Mahomes looked at me. Yep, I lost Tyreek Hill. Yep, I have a whole new set of wide receivers. Yep, number 10 now all of a sudden is not Tyreek Hill, and it's a running back who ran for like 90 yards and a touchdown. But, oh yeah, Patrick Mahomes, what did I do? I threw 5 touchdown passes and looked like Patrick Mahomes of old. Las Vegas and the Chargers, neither looked great. Davante Adams looked great. David Carr looked okay. Defenses were, Chargers were just uneventful. And when you see Tampa Bay and Dallas, and you see Dak Prescott get hurt, but before he got hurt, no time to throw, no separation from wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb cannot catch an easy ball. He can catch a tough ball, but he cannot catch an easy ball. And you let Amari Cooper go for nothing. I don't understand that. I mean, for anything to be a role model, it's a Dallas Cowboys. You should know about that. Tom Brady had, I have no idea, blocking for him. And he picked them apart until they got down closer to the end zone, and then it was more difficult. Have a really good field goal kicker. He's 45 years old. Looked amazing. And then you have Seattle and Denver tonight. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what Pete Carroll has up his sleeve. I don't even know how many Seattle Seahawks have been there and when Russell Wilson was there, because a lot of them are gone. A lot of them are retired. I don't think you'll ever hear Russell Wilson say these words, but he had to get out because Pete Carroll would not let him, how do you say it? They don't let Russ cook. And tonight, I'm assuming that the Denver Broncos are going to let Russ cook however Russ wants to cook. And some of these games, it's really, New England scored 7 points. I mean, Miami's defense is okay. It's not that great. Where's one that I didn't mention, and I don't know how I skipped over it. The Philadelphia Eagles, Detroit Lions, 38-35. You're looking at some of these, and you're seeing, now, the Chicago game, 19-10, that had everything to do with weather. I mean, that was horrific weather. I mean, that's one of those games that the NFL has to take a look at and go, I understand that we don't want to postpone games, and then you have to get everybody back in. But was that really fun for all those fans to get poured on all day long? Was it really fun for the players? Was it fun when some guys got hurt because of field conditions? Probably not. I know it's not easy to do that. But it just seemed to me that, I don't know. It just seemed that's a big time game, and it was ruined. I mean, I think if I'm the San Francisco 49ers, if that's a dry track, I don't think they get beat. And that puts all this doubt with Trey Lance. It puts all this doubt with the San Francisco 49ers. Do we trust him? Is he our quarterback? Is that what we need? Do we need Jimmy? I mean, they put a lot of mistrust in there with horrible conditions. It was incredible. MVPs, if I had to pick MVPs out yesterday, Justin Jefferson is definitely one. I mean, they're Justin Fields, I think you have to give him a little bit of credit. I mean, he had a couple of huge throws that changed that game. Fitzpatrick from the Pittsburgh Steelers, interception, a couple of great behind, you know, keeping away first downs, tackles. He had a big game. Jalen Hurts. The Philadelphia Eagles put up 38. Dan Campbell, the Detroit Lions, I mean, I think he's the real deal. Miami, I think you have to give Tua some love. I really do. I think he deserves some love. That's a big win. It's a home game against New England. You have to win that game. And he did. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. I got some potpourri stuff coming up for these next couple of segments. Got a lot more football to talk about as well. Come back in here. We got two segments left. See you when you come back. Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM. 1700 Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Broncos Seahawks coming up tonight. Chiefs or Hawkeye Huddle first. Chiefs Kingdom next tomorrow. Chiefs Chargers on Thursday. Twins Guardians on Friday. UNI Sacramento State on Saturday. Dolphins Ravens Bengals Cowboys Bears Packers Titans Bills Vikings Eagles. Great games coming up. NFL does not disappoint. Okay, so this one came up. Someone just sent this to me. If you were starting a franchise today, and I don't have I bet I could do it really quick here. But while the NFL part of this is there are three quarterbacks, and you have to choose one to start your team. So the three are Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes is 26 years old. The second one is Josh Allen. Josh Allen, wrong Josh Allen. There's two Josh Allen. Josh Allen is 26 years old. And the third one is Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert is 24 years old. So there's not really an age difference. Patrick Mahomes, a wily veteran. 166, 163, the other six. I mean, Justin Herbert's 6'6". He is, for all those in, Josh Allen is 6'5", and Patrick Mahomes is 6'3". They all have strong arms. They all can run. They all can maneuver. They can all do everything they want to do. So you go, I mean, this was thrown right at me, so I'm going to dive right in. But before I dive right in, we're going to talk a little bit about Woodman Controls. They're a top-notch building control company, making it easier to manage your automated systems from your preferred computer device. So your heating and cooling, we have water meters that they help do. We have HVAC units. We have lighting. We have a lot of stuff that we use Woodman Controls for. One of the biggest things for Woodman Controls, a very successful controls company, very busy, looking for technicians, looking for business development, project managers, field technicians, service technicians, 515-964-0904, womencontrols.com. Go to either. See some of the opportunities that are available. It is a outstanding product. Enjoy using it in my line of work. Okay, starting a franchise. If I'm starting a franchise today, something happens and the NFL says we are going to start a new franchise and they're going to pick players from the team. You can't protect anybody. So Gary Steenblok, president of the Iowa Cyclocks. No, I'm just kidding. I would, if I had to do it today, based on what I've seen in the past, I would take Patrick Mahomes. He's been there. He's done it. I don't think it's even close. I don't think it's close between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert, he's 2 years younger, strong arm, strong kid. But Patrick Mahomes has done it more than what those other guys have done. It's just It's the plain and simple truth. He's already done it. I mean, he did it against Josh Allen. Buffalo didn't move on in that game. Josh Allen did. So, I mean, that would be my take. I just think that you, I think you have to take the proven commodity. Reports are, I'll give him credit, Ian Rapoport. Dak Prescott had successful surgery to stabilize his fractured thumb. You know, you hate that when that happens. I mean, you're making a throw, and you hit that on somebody's helmet, and it takes your whole season away. It's pretty incredible what happened. This is the NFL in a nutshell as well. So going into next week's game, the Dallas Cowboys are going to play the Cincinnati Bengals. You have, before the injury, before Dak Prescott got hurt, Dallas was a 2-point favorite. After him getting hurt, the Bengals are a 7-point favorite. Sounds about right. If not a little bit more. I watched a little bit of the Chargers game yesterday. And this is what someone said about him. It was Trent Green. That he was smooth right away, Justin Herbert. He was hitting on all cylinders. And the Chargers are for real. They still had chances to lose those games yesterday, to lose that game. And it was a home game, even though that's the crazy thing. I get they built that stadium. That stadium is state of the art. And it's what I thought would happen to the Raiders being in Vegas, that people would go there, but Raider people go to those games more than LA people go to the Chargers. The Chargers game and the Rams game. I mean, once again, you saw Justin Herbert on Sunday doing hand signals because he couldn't hear. It wasn't because his fans were cheering. It's incredible that's happening. The nice thing for Dak is that it's done. They were quick getting it done. They didn't look for, they knew what it was. They knew he couldn't throw. He hit somebody's hand. And you know, that it happens. Mac Jones was having back spasms. They think that's all it is. It wasn't nothing more than that. TJ Watt, they thought he tore his pec. It may not be as bad. It's still 4 to 6 weeks. If it's completely torn, then it could be the season. It's going to be very interesting to see how that's going to shake out. I mean, injuries are a huge part of the game. We all know that, and it makes it difficult when you're losing some of your first team players. And the other part of this, and you see this in college football too, there's only so much time you can practice. There's only so much time that you can do stuff without having the risk of getting somebody hurt. And I think that preseason games are important, but a lot of these guys didn't play in the preseason because they didn't want to get hurt in the preseason. I think that hurts a little bit, but if that happens to Dak Prescott in the preseason, you know, that's a bigger deal. I don't know how you reconcile that. It's not important. I'm not saying it because of the fans. You know, if you go to preseason, you know that you're not going to see these guys. It's not like, hey, we're going to a Timberwolves game and they're playing the Golden State Warriors and nobody from Golden State that plays on a regular basis isn't playing that night. That's what's wrong with the NBA. That is not what is wrong with the NFL. But it's just the preseason stuff. I get how you can try to maneuver around and not have people play because they're not playing very much at all. Offensive leaders yesterday. Patrick Mahomes threw for 360. Matt Ryan, guy can still sling it, 352. Joe Burrow, 338. Threw it to the wrong person a few times. Joe Flacco threw for 307. Carson, if Joe Flacco and the New York Jets are throwing for 307 and not running the ball and not doing other things, they're not going to win a lot of games. I know people have said, and you can see this in fantasy, so they've kind of hyped up fantasy. So you want to take more running backs, but the NFL in general, running backs aren't as big a deal as they used to be. But yesterday you had some, I mean, unbelievable. Saquon Barkley, 164. Jonathan Taylor, 161. DeAndre Smith, Detroit, 144. Nick Chubb, Cleveland, 141. Leonard Fournette, 127. That's a huge deal. Justin Jefferson had 184 yards receiving. A.J. Brown, Philadelphia, you don't think that was a big deal? You don't think that getting A.J. Brown totally changes how they feel about Jalen Hurts? 155 yards. Davante Adams did exactly what he said he was going to do. He was going to go to Las Vegas, and he was going to perform well. 141, Jamar Chase, 129, Cooper Kupp, 128. Wouldn't be any different than last year, except for Cooper Kupp probably would have a little bit more yardage. Defensively, sack wise, there were some guys that, I mean, the defense is a, and it doesn't usually happen this way, so it was kind of surprising. Defense is a little, I thought defense might have been a little bit behind yesterday in some of these games with some of the high powered offenses. When you're talking Kansas City and Arizona had some injuries, I have said all along, with Kansas City, that when you have that dude, right? So that's what Kirk Cousins now has to do in Minnesota. Last year, he kind of, you know, threw the ball around. But Justin Jefferson is a breakout star. Justin Jefferson's going to tell you he needs 10 targets a game. You know, Tyreek Hill's not yelling at Patrick Mahomes anymore saying, give me the ball. Travis Kelce doesn't do that. And then you just had a bunch of people that were getting open. They're sending five people out into defensive coverage. You can't. There's nobody out there. The only way that you can diminish that is to put pressure on Patrick Mahomes. And they actually put pressure on Patrick Mahomes yesterday, and he ran out of it, and he still threw the ball down the field. I mean, it was an amazing display. Joe Burrow had some turnovers, had some interceptions. A lot of those interceptions was he had no time. So he's forcing balls into places that if he had – now he's playing the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. By the way, I didn't play the Pittsburgh Steelers defense yesterday, or I would have won my fantasy football by a lot more. I played Baltimore's, who did well. But still, they should have won that game. And the simple fact that they didn't win the game because they didn't have a backup long snapper. And the guy that was a long snapper, I mean, they called a timeout. There was a review. He had all this time. And it wasn't that he had a bad snap, but it was like he didn't throw it back there at the speed that you've seen him doing on the sidelines. It was like, I got to make sure I get it back there. And it Fitzpatrick is a stud. I will tell you one more thing about the NFL. Is the NFL is better when Saquon Barkley is healthy. Christian McCaffrey is healthy. There are some strong running backs out there that it's going to be a lot of fun to check out and see how good he's going to be. When we get done with this segment, I got about a minute left. I've got a whole ton of just potpourri stuff. This is the one intriguing thing. I'm going to give the Iowa Hawkeye fans this one here. The Nevada quarterback that's going to play this weekend, he's 6'9". Who's ever seen a 6'9 quarterback? That is crazy. Matt Ryan this weekend joined the 60,000 yard club this weekend. He looked good yesterday, and he's older, but he looked good. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that is, how that's going to work with them. I mean, that's a horrible tie. But in the NFL in 2022, having a tie hasn't been a bad thing. It wasn't a bad thing for some teams last year either, because yes, it wasn't a win, but it was not a loss. All right. We got some potpourri coming up. I'll talk about Matt Campbell a little bit one more time. Just kind of highlight through the Iowa State for people that might have missed that. And then just go through just some cool stuff that happened and some different things that happened throughout the day yesterday or through the weekend. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Be right back.
Sign up for 101.3 and...
Welcome back in, everybody. Final segment of this Monday. Thank you all for joining today. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. I want to take this time to thank my sponsors of the show, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Demos, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Woodman Controls. I couldn't do it without them. Awkwardly dropped a piece of paper there. Tonight, Broncos, Seahawks, Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, Battle Royale. See what happens. I've got the Broncos heavy tonight. I don't know, and I can be wrong really quick. I see the Seahawks having a hard time scoring runs. Twins, Royals on Wednesday. You have the Hawkeye Huddle and Chiefs Kingdom, I do believe, are coming up. It's either starting this week or starting next week, Chiefs Kingdom. I'm a little upside down on the email, so I'll check and see for sure tomorrow when I come in. Chiefs Chargers on Thursday. That's a huge game. They are in Kansas City. Both had opening wins, and you kind of get to see where they're at, and it'll be exciting. It's just a huge game, and we're getting them on Thursday. That's going to be on Prime. It's a Prime video, Amazon Prime game. So we'll see what people think. You and I, Sacramento State, Dolphins, Ravens. That's a huge game between my happy hour with Steen and Scott on Thursday this week, because he's in Chicago for business this week. That's a huge game for us. So can't wait to take care of that. We have some, oh my gosh, we are this Friday, we are golfing in a Deaver Roofing, tournament, and, they do a lot of things with, Santa gifts for kids, underprivileged kids. And then the following week, we have another one, on a Friday. And I'm going to have to look at that one, because that one's been a little bit. I've had that one scheduled for a while, and it just popped up on my schedule. So I got to make sure I send that along as well. I know it's right in the middle of, you know, the busy time, but there are charity things in that, and I really like doing that. Because of all of that and not being here on Friday, B-Styles is going to come in here tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and we're going to overview everything that went on this weekend. And do a slight preview on one or the other, or maybe just talk about some of the news that's out there. And then he's going to come back in on Thursday, and we will do our picks and stuff on Thursday. Wednesday, David Eicholt coming in to talk Hawkeyes. Zach Steenblok coming in to talk football. Matt Nelson coming in to talk Iowa State. Iowa State gets Ohio. Iowa gets Nevada. It's got to be Nevada. It's University of Nevada. Games that both of these teams need to reconcile after having a tough in-state game, tough weather late, all those things. You know, you got to come back out, you got to be motivated, you got to do these things, because you have to have those scores that people say, yep, took care of business, they're ready to go. Both teams need that to happen. So a lot of stuff going on, and it'll be a lot of fun. A little potpourri. Got about 6 minutes here. Albert Pujols, 697. I want to see him get those three home runs so bad. As much as I want to see Aaron Judge get to 62 home runs, just to put that, to be able to break that mark and have it be a Yankee and have it do it clean means an awful lot. As well as Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols went past Alex Rodriguez, so he's at 697. I want him to get to 700. I want him to be, I just want him to get there, and hope he does. A lot of people giving up on Trey Lance. I wouldn't be one of those people. It was a monsoon. It's not a fun place. Chicago is not a fun place to play as it is. It's just one of those. It's just one of those things that I don't know. It's too early. And Jimmy Garoppolo is not ready to go. Even if Trey Lance got hurt or you weren't excited, his shoulder, I don't think his shoulder is ready to go. Isaiah Brockington today inked a two-way contract with the Pelicans. What a great young team, great coach, great GM, a lot of talent. I could see him fitting in there. Really, 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 really well. I made my thing known for Matt Campbell. Listen, I could be wrong. Matt Campbell, maybe Nebraska was a dream thing. If it's not, there is no apparent reason, except for that with the Big Ten contract getting ready to come out, he might be able to make more money, but I don't think that's what he's in this for. I would be very surprised. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday had 66 plays on offense. On 33 of those plays, they had first downs. They made first downs. That's incredible. That's 50%. That is, I don't even know. It's incredible. Most games with 5+ sacks in 5 seasons. The Steelers did it for the 17th time. The Bucs did it for the 13th time last night, and the Rams are also in that 13 mark. I was trying to, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. Quinn Ewers. I was watching the Texas-Alabama game. I wasn't going to watch it, but then I decided once they, I mean, they were giving him a game. I am not so sure that Texas wasn't the better team. But you lose your quarterback, your backup quarterback, played really well on a scramble, pulled his hammy, so was playing injured. And they were close. And I think that's pretty amazing. The top 12 in college football, and this is a different, two different things. One has Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama. One has Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson. Might be a little high on Clemson. They haven't played anybody. USC, for all you guys out there that say, well, the Big 12 doesn't matter and the coaches don't. Lincoln Riley's a good coach. He turned a program. There were nobody there watching that game. That's the Pac-12's biggest problem. If it's not Utah, Colorado, I mean, people don't go Oregon. People go to Oregon, so there's three. But Oregon wants to leave. Washington wants to leave. That's difficult. And I'm still in that. Me personally would like Utah, Arizona, Arizona State, and Memphis. Be me personally. I don't think they're going to listen to me personally, though. But that's what I would like to see. This was the great quip yesterday on the Green Bay Minnesota game. Mike Zimmer had a Ferrari and drove it like it was a Prius. I like that. Micah Parsons has 15 sacks in 17 games that he's played and facing double teams wherever he is at. Big Ten win since 2020. Here's the crazy part. Ohio State's at 14 and Iowa's at 13. Now, Iowa, you have games. I mean, you beat Nebraska, you beat Rutgers, you beat Maryland, you beat Illinois, you beat Indiana. Those are games that you have to win. Those are tougher games this year the way you're playing right now. That doesn't mean that Spencer can't break out and have a great game. I don't know if having a 250-yard passing game helps or hurts. I don't know. But something has to change. You can't have 200 yards of total offense against Nevada on Saturday. It can't happen. The NCAA polled 100 coaches, basketball coaches, men's basketball coaches, about taking automatic bids away and just going to a system that they keep track of all year long. The vast majority voted that down. Most games with 2+ passing touchdowns and 0 interceptions. Aaron Rodgers has 13 of those. That's pretty amazing. Kirk Cousins has 10. Kirk Cousins yesterday, with yesterday's win, Kirk Cousins is 5-4 against Aaron Rodgers. Last one I have here, it's kind of the same for the day. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. That's for a lot of football fans. That's for a lot of football teams. That's for life in general. You can't do a redo, but you can change the ending. You're listening to Steen on Sports. Great having you in on this Monday. I will see you tomorrow.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
We've got an act.